go. Go. What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the corner, right here, getting active in that chat. Y'all already know what to do in there. Feel free to get active, conversate. Y'all can speak to me right there in that chat as well. I keep my eyes on it. Y'all know what it is. Top right corner. I can see y'all hitting those hearts in the top right corner. So go ahead and keep those hearts coming. That gives that digital resonance. That allows me to know that y'all are resonating with me. So I can continue to resonate with y'all. And, as always, if I'm dropping these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them right there in that chat. Throw those keys. That will allow me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm throwing down. Y'all picking them up, unlock the mind lock. Love dropping those keys. And if you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. That will allow me to know that y'all can hear me. You can hear the music. You can hear me over the music. And you're vibing with me. But it will also allow me to know how much of a time delay there is from the time that I speak to the time that my image and my voice is picked up from the medium that sits right in front of me. It breaks down my image, my voice, into digital composites, channels. My image, my voice, through the 802.11b spectrum, through what is called the airwaves. You feel me? To the time that my image and my voice is picked up from the medium that sits right in front of you. Scrying into that medium that's currently sitting right in front of you. You feel me? Scrying into what you're currently looking into. Peering into that medium. That medium comprised of crystals, electrical circuitry, and plasma. Y'all know what plasma is. I don't even need to say it. Y'all know what it is. That's blood. Plasma is liquid light extracted from blood. As a matter of fact, human's blood. You feel me? Comprises of the LCD screen, liquid crystal screen. Liquid crystals, electrical circuitry, and plasma that allows you to see my image as it's being broadcasted through that 802.11 spectrum. Broadcasted over frequencies that require blood, owned by companies that worship Baal, the horn god. The horn god that requires sacrifice. Blood sacrifice. Most specifically, from children. You feel me? Now, as I just said this, y'all already know what happens. Location services just turned on, and I kid you not, I can't make this up. You feel me? GPS location turned on a few seconds ago. I have GPS location turned off on my devices. Most specifically off on this device, especially as I go live with y'all. Not that I care where my geographical location is, or nor do I care where others know where my geographical location is. It's easy to find. It's the simple fact of certain keywords, certain topics, bring certain eyes onto the information, certain eyes into the stream. You feel me? There's ones watching. Some disruptors that sometimes come in here as well. Because y'all already know what it is. So, matter of fact, we keep on hitting that 33 eyes on the information right now. You feel me? 33 eyes jump up into the stream. And then GPS location turns on at a time where I start exposing Bayal and the companies who own the 802.11 spectrum, the lockdown spectrum, the enslavement spectrum that has us all so tied to it. But y'all already know what we do when we get certain individuals, certain... I'm not even gonna say the word just yet. Certain entities, you feel me? Certain avatars get their eyes on the information. We know what they are. We know what they do. And we know what we do. We peace out agents out here, you feel me? As a matter of fact, in Realm Renegade's room, we've got anti-agent culture. And nowadays, you're gonna start to notice. Just start to watch some of your favorite conscious truth spitters. Keep your eyes on ones that are giving information and truths. You'll start to notice that they're going to be throwing the term agent around a lot more now. Take notice. And don't forget, been out here exposing agents for years. I don't expose them specifically as to cause drama, although at times I may call an agent out when I have to. But for the most part, in Realm Renegade's room, some of the agents, they already know what to do. They kick back. They sit back. They might learn something. You feel me? Some of them learn something. And others do what they do. It's all good. I'm still here. You feel me? And y'all already know what we do with agents out here as well. Who's got their stones out tonight? Who's got their Palo Santo out tonight? Who's got their White Sage out tonight? As y'all are getting equipped with the armor, pulling out your crystals, pulling out your White Sage, your Palo Santo. Who's getting armored up tonight? You feel me? Let's go ahead and it's your choice. Palo Santo, White Sage. You choose. Go ahead and throw it there in the chat. Palo Santo or Sage. And while y'all are choosing what we're gonna light up tonight, wanna go ahead and give shout out to Cindy Ashby just for the simple fact that that's my sister right there. Looking out, always putting these streams, these transmissions, this one and previous ones, on every major streaming platform. To me, that's a wild thing. You can go to any major internationally streaming platform. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can go to any one of those. Go to the search, type in On the Wake Up Radio. You'll see me. And you'll see a bunch of other shows as well from some conscious cats. Been in the game for years. Dropping conscious conversations, dropping knowledge, dropping keys. Well, anyway, I'm on there. Realm Renegade, Feel me? Or you can go to my link in my bio. You go ahead and click on that. We'll take you to SoundCloud. We'll take you to Collective Vibration on SoundCloud, hosted on the Wake Up Radio. You'll see this stream in a few hours and previous streams as well, if you ever want to go catch them. You feel me? But y'all already know what day today is. It's Tuesday. Truth or Tuesday. We out here. Been truthing on these Tuesdays for a long time now. I'm glad to see I got some OGs and some heavy hitters in the chat. Got a lot of new eyes on the information as well. Got a new, some new eyes on the streams, and that's cool too. So go ahead and give me a second real quick and let me see what y'all are looking at tonight. I see Sage, 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 Palo Santo, Palo Santo. All right, hold on a second. Let me see what's going on here. Sage, okay, I see Palo Santo, Sage. Let me just go to the top. Let's get a fair reading here. I see them coming in, starting with, all right, first, I see underscore E, underscore V, underscore Luna said, new moon, May 22nd, 2020. So, 05-22-20-20. You see, there's a lot of twos on the anagram. You feel me? There's a lot of power within those numbers. A lot of sequences within those numbers. A lot of occult rituals will go down on that day as well. Mark my words. Maybe we'll get into those holidays and what happens on those new moons in the dark occult. But right now we're choosing Palo or Sage. But thanks for dropping that, because I actually was going to touch on that on the day. So right on. I'm glad you caught that. That's dope. Here we go. Mode Angle said Palo. All right. Gang Flag, Sage. Beautiful underscore Journey 1 says Sage. Eva Luna, Sage. Free Time 86, Palo. Divine Sacred Heart Rose, and I do apologize, I'm reading everyone sideways. Got Sage. We got Vish with the Quad 6, says Sage. E. Ribus, said Hollywood. Ms. Deline said both. We got Johnny B. Good, 44, said Palo Santo. We got Look Into It, 13, Palo. Express Jack says Sage. Shayna Colvin said Palo. Chanel F76 says Sage. Locon said Mugwood. Locon 7 knows. Alright, let's see here. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna see it. I'm just gonna say it how I see it. And although I would love to burn both tonight, we gotta choose one tonight. And Sage has it tonight. So let's go ahead and get the Sage nice and smoky. You know what I'm saying? Because we need to clear some of the energies. We need to get rid of some of these, what's called positive ions. You feel me? Positive ions is what's radiating off of the medium that's sitting in front of you currently. You see, that medium gives off dirty electricity. Dirty electricity is actually harmful to your bio. You feel me? It's harmful to your neurological system, your electrical circuits within your body. Not to mention, if it's messing with you on an electrical level, it's also messing with you on an ethereal level. You feel me? Not too many people have actually took their minds and their consciousness to the ethereal level. But if they were able and do the practices to be able to take themselves to the ethereal level, then they would understand that there's energies and entities and harm that's coming within positive ions. You feel me? And there's ways to get rid of positive ions. And don't get it twisted, I'm saying positive ions are negative to us. Go ahead and get the Palo Santo or a sage out tonight. Realm Renegades got the sage out. You feel me? We got that smudge going. Go ahead and clear yourselves. You feel me? Visualize clearing yourself, clearing your surroundings. We'll go ahead and smudge up some of that digital screen as well, you feel me? We're gonna go ahead and get those positive ions away, but this is also for those agents out here as well, you feel me? Because we're gonna smudge y'all out too, you feel me? We smudge out agents out here. We rebuke agents out here, you feel me? Get nice and smoky. Don't get it twisted. An agent can chill up in the room. Agents can chill here. Just sit back. You might learn something. You feel me? I know you might be getting paid. Then there's other rooms to go to. Right here, we with those good vibes. You feel me? Alright, no doubt. So we've got all that sage going. It helps actually open. Helps my sinuses as well, you know? Helps me out, but I'll tell you what. It's been, what a week it's been. So, for me, been working most specifically on a lot of ethereal energy work. Getting a lot of energy work done on myself. Not administered by myself, but administered by one that is a leader to me. One that is a healer, and just to let y'all know, healers need healers too. You feel me? So, I've got my healer, and putting in massive amounts of work, not only physical, but ethereal work as well. And it's a phenomenal thing to be around high frequency cats that are at your level or higher, that are able to administer ethereal surgery. And it be able to lay hands down with such force and energy moved through one's body, transmuted into another for healing. And deep fasci healing. So as y'all know, I had 2 broken ribs and a hyperextended MCL, a hairline fracture, patella. That's something right there that most individuals, they wouldn't be able to walk for at least a few days and would undergo painkillers, will undergo going to the emergency room, undergo taking painkillers, undergo getting an MRI, or you, in these days, even a CAT scan, because they'll throw one of those on you as well. Go through getting a prescription, go through taking painkillers, eating them daily, multiples daily, prescribed heroin daily. Kid you not. A few hours of ethereal work and energy work from my healer. Doing yoga the next day. Facts. Don't get me wrong, I feel a little, you know, I still even now feel a little arthritic. It's been about 3 weeks, but still, full range of motion, haven't slowed up. So multiple visits to my healer does wonders, not only for me, but for anybody who gets around my healer. And that's facts. Well, anyway, this Sunday, took a few of my friends to see my healer as well. And what I'm speaking is straight facts, because it's an amazing thing to see others as well receive such life-changing, monumental transformations just within a few hours of ethereal surgery in the ethereal ER room, is like what I like to call it. So, it's an amazing thing to see others achieve those types of results as well. So I know it's a real thing. Not to mention, I know physically it's a real thing. Personal experience. So, when you receive deep fasciae therapy, most people can't handle real deep fasciae therapy. Real. It's a laying of hands, so powerful. Right down, breaks muscle down. You feel me? The fasciae activated. Very painful. Very painful. Like I said, most can't go more than 10 minutes, or most can't finish a full deep fasciae therapy from scalp down or from problem area out. It's a wild thing. So after deep fasciae therapy, super oxygen therapy as well. I've put video before in my stories in regards to some of the work I do in regards to self-mastery and healing. So when we do deep live oxygen therapy, super oxygen therapy, we take that oxygen out of the body. You feel me? Completely restrict the oxygen from the body. Pull the oxygen from the body, from the blood. You feel me? What this does is it starts lowering your electrical output. However, that would be your body's resting electrical output. But what's happening is while you're on a bike, you've got an oxygen mask on, and you restrict the oxygen or emulate the oxygen being about 11,000 feet above sea level, would replicate being in a mountain, riding or putting a heavy load onto the body. You feel me? Putting tax on your body, speeding your heart rate up. So your body's pumping more, getting more blood moving through your body. You feel me? And as you're going through specific breathing techniques, Ujjayi. Taught y'all the Ujjayi before. Ujjayi. All in through the nose, all out through the mouth. Completely inhale as much as you can. And when you think that you reached your end, keep going. While you're under heavy load. In very thin oxygen. Or restricted oxygen. Till you get your body down to receiving oxygen at about 12%. Your body's released oxygen. Your body's only absorbing 70% oxygen. Now that's not a lot. So what it's doing is pushing massive amounts of blood through your body. So you're getting stale blood and you're getting everything moving. But you're also restricting the oxygen. You feel me? So now you're working with more blood and more of your body's fluids. So you're pumping, breathing in as much as you can, breathe out as much as you can, completely collapsing the lungs, breathing out as much as you can, and holding till you can't anymore. And when your body feels like it can't anymore, you keep going. You keep holding and pushing out every last bit that you have in your body. One has to have a strong mind or be seasoned. Does this process many different times to be able to keep on going further and further within what I'm talking about. And from there, take that breath back in. Eventually, go at full speed, restricted oxygen, so now you're relying on just your own body's electricity. As you're taking in hardly any oxygen with each breath, till you take one final breath out, all the way till you can't anymore and beyond, and your body dies. From there, bring in 100% full live oxygen. Cause you got the mask on. Hit that switch, and I don't hit it. My healer hits it. Breathe in all that oxygen. And now your body is in an environment that super saturate itself with full 100% oxygen. And as y'all know, when your body shuts down and you bring it back, energy shoots straight to your pineal gland. As you ignite the pineal gland, which is a photoreceptor nerves, your eyes roll to the top of your head. Your eyes are looking at your pituitary and pineal gland, which your pineal gland lights up a flash from the electricity sparking. At that point, you have what's called sixth chakra activation, or Ajna activation. You feel me? Your third eye opening. That's what it means when your third eye opens. It means your pineal gland releases dimethyltryptamine at the point of turning on. As that happens, you're back online. But if you're doing this, fully priming and charging your body with electricity, you're shooting a massive spark to your pineal gland. That massive spark is enough to start igniting neurological pathways within your mind and within your brain that have been severed, especially if you're a shallow breather, which the majority are. You feel me? The majority of the consciousness does not breathe right. They don't breathe correctly. As a matter of fact, they haven't even been taught to breathe. You feel me? Think about this. If you haven't undergone deep pranayama or breath work or any other types of systems that teach you the discipline of breathing and how to properly breathe and what you're able to achieve with your bio, with priming your body with electricity specific ways, as you have multiple ventricles that go through your nasal passages, but as you breathe shallow, which the majority does because the majority is in a state of panic, so everyone's a panic breather. You feel me? When you're a panic breather, you're only hitting the bottom ventricle, which means that you're not directing electricity and air, which is the oxygen, which is carrying the electrical current, you're not distributing it properly up into the higher ventricles. You see, as you hit the highest ventricle with specific breathing techniques, one being the Ujjayi breath, the one that you all see me doing every time in the beginning of my live sessions, this breath is directing the electricity to the top ventricle, which the top ventricle holds carbon. You feel me? When you breathe out, you're breathing out carbon dioxide. While you don't breathe out all of that carbon dioxide, your body retains some of it. And where your body retains some of it, it's at the top ventricle here. You feel me? And what happens is, when you're mixing oxygen, carbon, and electricity all together at the same time, what do you think happens? You feel me? The spark, which then you have a set of nerves that hang down right from the pineal and pituitary gland. So if you take the skull and put it in half and take a look from side view, take a look at the pineal gland, it looks like the Eye of Ra, you feel me? This is what that symbol means. You feel me? Left for female, right for male, but that's what that symbol means. That symbol means, or is replicating, what it looks like inside of the head, where you have the pineal gland, a set of nerves that connect to the pituitary gland, and then a set of nerves that come down and go right behind the nasal passage. There's actually a way to connect the plug to the socket as well, which I'll talk about at another time. And doing that, you will also ignite the pineal gland as well. Oh, yo, I just gotta call it out. I just gotta call it out because my name is Biz, said Ida and Pingala, so she knows what's good. You feel me? She knows what's good. She knows what I'm talking about. So, anyway, specific breathing techniques will get you there, but that Ujjayi, when you're on that bike, that oxygen mask is on, you go out, you come right back, charged, fully primed, you'll have yourself a next level experience as your body has been super saturated with oxygen. If your body's super saturated with oxygen, that means it's bringing in massive amounts of prana, massive amounts of electricity, ethereal electricity. Where y'all think this electricity comes from that's all around us? You feel me? That's ethereal energy. That ethereal energy, when you bring it into your body, is your life force. That's your spirit. You feel me? You ever see somebody or feel somebody who's in low spirits? Well, what are they doing? They're sobbing, they're crying, they're panicking. You feel me? Their breath is super shallow. The more shallow the breath, the less electricity in the body, the less soul you have. You feel me? Because that's your soul. That's your life force. That's that spark coming from the ethereal. So if you're not connected to the ethereal, to the source, then you're connected to something else. Y'all know what that is? You're connected to death. And the energies and entities and frequencies that reside in death, the lower vibrations, the positive ions, the dirty electricity. Well, anyway, after I undergo that, and I go onto a shake plate, oxygen mask on, continue with breathing techniques to bring in as much oxygen as my body can take in on a shake plate. So now I'm moving all of the minerals and also electricity, helping it travel up the spine. You feel me? The minerals in your body help keep the heavy metals down so that your blood is filtering your blood. You don't want heavy metals through your blood, but most people are full of heavy metals in their blood because they do a lot of things that are putting the heavy metals in their blood. Most of the things that they're doing is the way that they eat. They're eating foods that are so full of heavy metals and toxins, and also meat. All of the meats contain all types of heavy metals and toxins because they're injected with these things. And then also the meat is decay. So decay in the body is just rotting in the body. So as it's rotting in the body, you're causing inflammation in the body and methane gas in the body. The methane gas that's rot, that's permeating off of the rot that's sitting inside of the body, the methane gas begins to put holes in the myelin sheath. I always say the nylon sheath, but it's the myelin sheath. You feel me? The reason why I say nylon sheath is because that's when you have a wire and then you have a rubber insulator. They run through their nylon and also rubber. You feel me? So it's kind of funny. That's the as above, so below. You feel me? Inside of our bodies, we have the myelin sheath. And out here in the third dimension, we have the nylon sheath. You feel me? That's the insulator that's around the electrical circuitry of the body. And as you eat meats, the meats permeate methane gas through the body, and it eats away at that myelin sheath. What happens if you have holes inside of the myelin sheath, or holes inside of the nylon sheath, you feel me? Holes around that insulator, what happens? You have neurological misfirings or electrical misfirings. Sometimes the cord doesn't even work. Y'all ever have that iPhone cable before? That iPhone cable that just bends right at the connector. You feel me? After a little bit of time where you have exposed wires, what happens? Guess what? That plug doesn't work anymore. That cable, that wire doesn't work anymore. Guess what? Done. Ha! You feel me? And when you're eating meat, I don't care who you are. I don't care. If you're eating meat, you have methane gas permeating through your body that's eating holes at your myelin sheath. And that's facts, and that's keys, and there's no way around it. It doesn't matter what you do either. You could take some CBD. CBD is a patch to the myelin sheath. This is why when you administer CBD to somebody who's having seizures or ones of Parkinson's disease and whatnot, and it helps out so tremendously, what the CBD is doing is the CBD is a patch on the myelin sheath. You feel me? So that's why it's very good to be taking in CBD. So who's got their drinks tonight? Because I've got CBD in my drink right here. You feel me? Tonight, I'm drinking on a special golden milk blend that I made. So I've got in here, I've got cashew milk. I've got turmeric. I've got cinnamon. I put something new in here today. I'm just trying to think. I put something new in here and I haven't tried it yet, but I'm very pumped to try it. Oh, and I added carrot juice today. So I added carrot juice as well. Now if you take a look at the bottom, you're gonna see this darkness right here. That right there, that's Shilajit resin. You feel me? Shilajit, that black tar for the minerals. Well, anyway, who's got their drink tonight? That's that golden, that's that Shilajit golden milk. That's that mix. This right here, that's that mix. Tell you what, that slaps right there. Hey, as a matter of fact, I've got Shilajit right now on deck. I'm not trying to plug myself here, but I'm just letting anybody know. If anybody wants some Shilajit, I'm that cat right now. I've got, real talk, some of the purest Shilajit that you can get. I don't play no games. This is from the top of the Siberian mountain. This is the some of the rarest, most potent Shilajit that you can get. See, and I'm giving you facts right now because you can look this up. Most of the Shilajit that you'll get out here is coming from the Himalayas. Now that's fine and that's good. And there's no problem with that. Get your Shilajit how you get your Shilajit. But what I'm saying is, I've got that top tier Siberian Shilajit. The reason why it's so potent and so powerful is because it comes from the Siberian mountain. Some of the harshest conditions that you can get unless you're going to the center or the center of this plane, what you call the North Pole, but you're not getting there. So that Siberian Shilajit, you feel me? This is hundreds of years of decomposition, plant matter, decomposed in the earth. And as it makes its way through hundreds of years of decomposition, it starts to seep out of the mountain. It starts to seep out of the stones. Sometimes you have to, you know, mine for it, but it's deep in the stone. It's Mother Gaia's. If you want to look at it this way, that's Gaia's blood. You feel me? That's Earth's blood. And I'll tell you what, Earth go hard, because this right here for humans, this right here, Shilajit is all minerals. So what that does is chelating the heavy metals through your body. So Shilajit's where it's at. If anybody wants some, because real talk, I've got a lot on deck right now, and it's an amazing thing. I actually have had it now for right before the lockdown. It's just I hadn't even opened my supply on it because I still had previous supply, but it's time now to go ahead and release some of the Shilajit that I've received. It took me a little bit of time to receive that because it was mined, cleansed properly handled, and sent over to me from my connect in Siberia. So that's that raw. So if you want to order some, real talk, all you need to do is go ahead and DM me. I need some sort of an emoji. I need some sort of an emoji so if I see it, I can go right to it. Because I'll be completely honest with you, I'm not in these frequencies a lot. And as y'all can see, I haven't been active hardly all week. And I'll be honest with you, probably within the past 72 hours, or actually since Sunday, I've really probably only have put in 2 hours, tops. That's tops. Maybe even less than that in these frequencies around my phone. You know what I'm saying? For the past 72 hours, I haven't even hardly looked at my phone. To be honest with you, I kind of don't want to right now. I'm bringing in so much electricity into my body. I don't want to be around those frequencies. I've been putting so much work in on it, on the self-mastery, on bringing the frequencies high, that these electronic frequencies, low vibrations, are sitting in front of them. But y'all are high vibrational, and I vibe with y'all, and I love to connect with y'all. Well, anyway, I need an emoji, and I like this one, that mountain emoji. So if you have a mountain emoji, and you want to get some SheLegit, I can sell it to you at prices that are cheaper than the number one SheLegit source that you can get out here. And my prices will be cheaper because I'm not greedy, but I will follow industry standard, but I'm going to go lower than it. I'm serious. So if you want some, holler, give the mountain emoji. If you don't have the mountain emoji, just say, I want to buy some. And we'll go ahead and make some of these orders happen. Not to mention, I've got a few other things that I'll sell. Not that I'm trying to sell stuff to y'all, but I'm trying to sell stuff to y'all because the things that I talk about are things that are very important to me and very important for y'all, especially if y'all are trying to get high frequency. You feel me? I mean, just the past few months, so many of y'all have reached out to me and started telling me about your new crystal collections and your new stones that you've got because you were inspired to get stones and whatnot from listening to these lives. So that's what's up, and I appreciate that so many of y'all give respects as well. You know what I'm saying? So many of y'all been reaching out telling me that y'all are now hitting a Palo Santo and saging down a house and whatnot just based upon the keys that y'all been picking up from the lives. And that's amazing. That's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I take the time to get up into the digital frequencies to be able to drop these keys for y'all, you know, and also break them down a little bit, because it's one thing when somebody tells you, yeah, go ahead and light some Palo Santo in your house, it's gonna clear energies. Okay, do you know how? Do they know how? I break those things down for you. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all y'all on that. Before this stream ends, if y'all can do me a favor, go ahead and like this video. You feel me? Right now we currently have 46, 47 eyes on it. Afterwards, we might have a couple more eyes on it. Sometimes some of these videos, they see a couple hundred or a couple thousand. So I think it's dope. But what helps is if you like the video, if you like it, then this is how social media works, the social media experiment works, that people will start to follow what other people do. So if they see that people are liking it, they're going to go ahead and like it just because other people are liking it. Most of the time these days, people are going to go like something without even knowing what they're liking. You feel me? Because with social media, there's a lot of different hidden things within social media that they know. What people know, what other people will do based upon certain things. You feel me? Like, take the truth or take information. You see, the masses will take information from somebody who has a couple million followers. So if they see in the profile that they have 3 and then an M next to it, you feel me? If it has an M next to it, then you better believe that they're the authority. They're God to the masses. I'm gonna let y'all sit on that for a second. I kid you not. I kid you not. This right here. This right here. This slaps. If you're not taking SheLegit right now, now's the time. If you're not getting your health up right now, now's the time. If you're not breathing properly right now, now's the time. You feel me? Because half of the cats out here are wearing masks on their face. They're not breathing. I just told y'all what the breath does. And take a look at all the NPCs walking around with masks, following orders, being so deep into hypnotism, hoping and praying for their enslavement. Y'all better breathe. I'm serious. All the way in and all the way out through the nose. And if you can't, start practicing. And I'll tell you what, I've had my face broken from ear to ear, all the way across. I have facial fracture in my face. You feel me? No exaggeration. My sinuses at night, I get sinus collapse. My sinuses collapse all the way in due to the pressure, the suction. I tell you what, through super oxygen therapy, through the fasci therapy, through keeping the body pure of inflammation, right now I can breathe very good. Amazingly, you feel me? My sleep, ever since my deep fasci therapy as well, amazing. I'll tell you what as well, to some it may sound disgusting, but this is Truth or Tuesdays, and I just dropped the truth on y'all, you feel me? And the truth is the ultimate form of love, and the truth will set you free. I'm showing and telling y'all how to chelate your bodies, how to bring in massive amounts of oxygen. Some of y'all have done yoga with me before. That yoga practice that I take you through, if done daily, cleanses your body, cleanses your blood, you feel me? Brings in massive amounts of electricity. Some of y'all know. If you don't, stick around a little bit. You feel me? Listen to some of my past lives or continue to listen. Now check it. When you are breathing properly and are doing practices that chelate the body, you're getting rid of these heavy metals. This is one thing that the elite, they do not want you to know. I'll tell you what right now. Some of the information that I'm telling y'all is the information that cats at the high level of the square and compass, they know, and they'll keep secret from you. And they'll give y'all stories like this. You feel me? The Holy Bible, the Holy Baal, the Holy Babel, the Holy Baal. They keep you not ever knowing it. I swear. I'll tell you what right now. If you follow the book, I'm not dogging you. I'm not talking anything bad about it. It's good to know the book. It's actually phenomenal to know the book. To know the book. You feel me? It's even more phenomenal if you know this book. Because this one comes from this one. If you know those books, they're an allegory, but they still hold a lot of keys hidden all through there. But the cats that operate outside of those books that scripted most of y'all reality, they know how to keep the heavy metals out of their body. They know how to chelate their body. They know how to breathe properly. They know how to be in high frequency. As a matter of fact, most of those cats know how to be in such high frequency that they can interact with higher frequencies. They can interact consciously with those higher frequencies. While most of y'all interacting with one archetype that within those books got you actually worshiping the very thing that you think that you're not worshiping, and that you're worshiping it, bringing on that archetype. You feel me? Well, anyway, I didn't get to finish what I was telling y'all about Sunday, because after I'm on that shake plate, and I do jump around a little bit, because I like to give y'all a lot of information crammed into a small amount of time. Well, anyway, after being on the shake plate and continuing with breathing techniques, moving pure oxygen, pure electricity through the body, igniting the pineal gland in a state of what's called walking samadhi. To the Buddhists, it's called nirvana. To the New Age, it's called Christ consciousness. This is a level of consciousness that you can achieve when you bring your awareness way high. Bring it outside of the physical third dimensional meat body, outside of the five senses that you can only pick up a very small spectrum of the visible light spectrum. You bring in more. You feel me? You bring in more information. If you bring in more information, your awareness is higher outside of oneself. You bring your awareness to what you're connected to. So, after that, go into the infrared sauna for 15 minutes. The infrared sauna is now heating the inside of the body, and what it's doing is it's actually killing off or burning up a lot of the positive ions that at that point are now radiating off of you for bringing in so much. You feel me? You gotta cook those out. This is what a fever does. You feel me? A fever cooks out a lot of foreign invaders in the body. See, your body builds up, and if you don't and are not properly excreting that, which you do when you go to the bathroom, you urine and defecate, but you're not doing anything to take out the poison electricity in the body and the parasites in the body. Most people aren't. I'm just giving y'all ways how to do it. You feel me? So into the infrared for 15 minutes, the infrared sauna at 180 degrees. Because now what's happening is the inside of your body, when we're doing Ujjayi, we're bringing that temperature up to over 180 degrees inside of the body. You feel me? Now we're doing the same thing in the third dimension, inside of a tent, 180 degrees infrared. Why? Because we're bringing in the sun, or trying to emulate that sun. You feel me? Now from there, 15 minutes in the infrared, then go straight to the ice bath. Ice bath, I like to chill in the ice bath for 20 minutes. Full ice. Ice and water, you feel me? I go in for 20 minutes. You've gotta be able to control the mind, have dominion over the body. And what's happening at this point as well is you're causing your cells that have brought so much electricity and so much oxygen in. Now, after you heated it up and you got rid of all foreign invaders inside of the body and all negative or positive ions inside of the body, then at that point you go into the ice bath, and now you're creating defense around your cells and around your oxygen cells and around the prana, pieces of electricity that are inside of the oxygen molecule. The oxygen molecule is just vaporized water that's moving the current. You feel me? So now you're cooling it up, and in this process, you're creating defenses around your oxygen and prana. You feel me? So now you're being able to hold on, and you're teaching your body to be able to retain electricity, ethereal energy longer. You feel me? You're training your body to hold on to it longer. And then afterwards, after 15 minutes or 20 minutes that I take, but it's 5 minute minimum, 5 minute minimum in ice bath. Afterwards, then you go ahead, you go back into the infrared just for about 5 minutes, just to warm the body up. You feel me? Just to get back to neutral. And then from there, get that deep fasciae therapy. You feel me? The deep fasciae therapy If you have someone who can administer deep fasciae therapy correctly, this requires them to be able to understand Reiki, transferring of energy, the person's becoming a conduit, moving ethereal energy through you, and also being able to lay hands down and understand exactly what nerves belong to what. You feel me? Because you may have something going on in your neck, but where it shows up or where you store it may be down at your leg. And the reason why that's happening is not from the physical level, but from the ethereal level. You're causing neurological kinks in your body, and also you have energy centers through your body that depends on what and how you deal with things is where you store them, because you don't ever allow or excrete the ethereal, the negative and dirty ethereal energy, the used energy that I'm talking about. Most people don't do practices to allow that to move out of their body. You feel me? KB Visions knows reflexology. If you know your reflexology, then you'll know. You feel me? Each fingertip, each toe, all have nerve endings. Your tongue, all nerve endings that connect the different places. Remember the Ujjayi that I was telling you about, and another breathing technique I was telling you about, or where you can take the electricity from inside of your body, and your tongue is a plug. It's wet. What happens when you take a wet plug and plug it in? You feel me? Into a socket. You create a spark. Your tongue is all nerve endings and is wet. Your pineal gland connects to the pituitary gland that has a set of nerves that go right behind the nasal passage. It's a set of exposed nerves. You feel me? If you're able to do specific practices, one being able to take your tongue, stick it behind your uvula and up to secure the connection and create a spark at your uvula, your fifth chakra, to send electricity straight up to the pineal gland. Congratulations, you can have third eye open. You feel me? But this requires practice, specific pranayams, breathing techniques. You feel me? Well, anyway, check this out, y'all. We've got 1 minute and 20 seconds left. I appreciate jumping up in here with y'all tonight. Like I said, feel free when this is over, like this video. We've had about 45 eyes on it, so hopefully, you know what, 45 likes on it. If y'all want, y'all can share this or, you know, do what you want with it. If you want to re-listen to it again, like I said, every major streaming platform, it's dope. It's like that. Many of y'all are familiar with KB Visions 2020, heavy hitter in the game, going strong right now, still killing them on the gram, dropping a lot of information on y'all, a lot of keys on y'all, a lot of topics and whatnot, just to make you think, at least make you think outside of the box. She does that, and it's pretty wild how people get mad just because she poses stuff to make you think outside the box. Well, anyway, KB Visions and I this week will be doing a live. We'll be getting up and having a date for y'all. It's probably going to be within the next 2 days, but we'll promote for it by putting a post up. So KB Visions and I, if y'all don't follow KB Visions, check her out. She drops a lot of good information. Well, anyway, it was a pleasure. Much love to each and every one of y'all. Y'all want that She Legit, reach out. And other than that, wholeness.
Really flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.